Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this June 24th of 2024. Bridge Magazine's Jordan Hermati wrote a piece about the Shelby Township man who shot up the splash pad in Oakland County's Rochester Hills a week ago and how the state's new red flag law did not stop Michael William Nash from injuring 9 people. Now, Nash believed that he needed to carry around a weapon because the government was watching him, so he not only owned the handgun used in the splash pad shooting, but he also owned 11 more guns at the home that he shared with his mom, a home where he shot himself dead after the shooting. Now, according to the Bridge Magazine story, the man's mental health issues were well known to some family members, but despite Michigan's new red flag law, which grants a person a right to petition a judge to release an extreme risk protection order against a person if they're deemed a risk to others or to themselves, the law did not stop this shooting from happening. The sad part is, no one came forward from the family to request such an order against the shooter. Since the red flag law was enacted, it's been used over 100 times by law enforcement, and who knows, that probably saved a life or lives. MAGA Michigan Republicans, though, never wanted to do anything when it came to gun violence other than to declare the AR-15 to be the state's official rifle. They had no solutions, but Michigan Democrats came together and got some gun safety laws passed. They even passed a law making it harder for domestic abusers from getting guns after they've been convicted. And even the right-wing and severely corrupt Supreme Court voted 8-1 to keep a federal law on the books that bans anyone with a domestic abuse restraining order from owning a gun. That's right. Most of the court's right-wing majority, which has shown time and again that they value a gun more than a woman's health and economic freedoms, even the court's right-wing majority knew it couldn't cross this line. Well, except for Clarence Thomas, of course. But that means Michigan's new law banning domestic abusers from owning guns remains intact. But that law passed Michigan's House with all but 2 Republicans voting for it. 2. So that means the Supreme Court is to the left of MAGA Michigan Republicans on that issue. Not that the Supreme Court should be at all celebrated, since the right-wing majority just ruled that bump stocks are legal, virtually saying that machine guns are legal. But let's not forget, most MAGA Republicans in Michigan voted against any of these no-brainer gun safety measures. They are not about common sense solutions, and they're not about saving lives while protecting the rights of law-abiding gun owners across the state. They're about appeasing their gun lobbyists who are gun manufacturers. They're about the freedom of the object than the freedom for the rest of us to live our lives without the fear of being shot up while getting ice cream with kids. So are these laws, though, going to stop every gun crime? No. Just like stoplights won't stop everyone from running a red light or even those who were once president from breaking the law. But if they can stop 1 or 2 deaths from happening, like it comes to safety belts, let's say, then the law is working. That's called law and order. That is called common sense. And that's called being pro-life. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email. Visit me on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe on YouTube. And don't forget to take the battle to them.